AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The city of Memphis is bracing for the release of the video of the traffic stop that led to the death of Tyre Nichols. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
We want peace.
Rodney Wells, the stepfather of Tyre Nichols.
We do not want any type of uproar. We do not want any type of disturbance. We want peaceful protests.
Ben Crump is the family's attorney.
As much as those five officers killed Tyre Nichols, it was the police culture in America that killed Tyre Nichols.
Nichols, who was 29, died 3 days after a January 7th confrontation with the officers during a traffic stop and was very close to home.
His last words on this earth is, "Mom, Mom, Mom."
I'm Shelley Adler.
Another police video was released today, this one in San Francisco.
Drop the hammer.
It shows the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi fighting with his assailant for control of a hammer in his home. 82-year-old Paul Pelosi is later struck by the hammer and seriously injured. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington at the time. The suspect, David DePape, told police this was a suicide mission and there was evil in Washington. The government says consumer prices rose last month. Consumer spending dropped. PNC Financial's Gus Fauché explains it all.
For consumers, it does mean that inflation is slowing, so that is certainly good news. And we also see household incomes still going up, even after adjusting for inflation, so that's good news. But I think that the risk of recession is pretty high this year.
Stocks are drifting as a strong week on Wall Street appears to be heading for a quiet close. A new barrage of Russian shelling killed at least 10 Ukrainian civilians and wounded 20 others as the country works to recover from an earlier wave of Russian missile strikes and drone attacks. This is AP News. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff visited the site of the former Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland.
Emhoff was at the site as part of commemorations for the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the camp. He was alongside U.S. Ambassador to Poland Mark Brzezinski. They lay a wreath at the site of executions, known as the Wall of Death. The walls become a focal point for commemorations at the camp, with several other groups also gathering to pay tribute to those who were killed there during World War II. Among those visiting was Yossi Michal, a teacher from Israel, who said he was there to remember the Holocaust. I'm Charles Diletesma.
A Palestinian gunman opened fire outside an East Jerusalem synagogue, killing five people in one of the deadliest attacks on Israelis in years. The gunman was shot by police. Ed Donahue, AP News.